come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me.
What is up? You're listening to They FM. I'm Tyler.
And this is DJ Mac.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
How are you, Mac?
I'm great. I'm loving this break from the finals.
Yes, this 1 hour.
Yes, our 1 hour.
I know. I was like, I'm going to use, it's like in the middle of the day, so I've psyched myself up to like if I can trick my brain into pretending it's two different days.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You can get twice as much time.
Exactly. You're like, oh, no. This was like a whole night's worth of sleep.
I napped right before this. Like, I failed to actually fall asleep, but I like laid in bed and
then I got out of bed. You're
set. It's a new day.
Yeah.
Should like make my alarm tone go off too. Ooh, just for dramatic effect. It's all about suspending your disbelief in final season.
You're so right. You are so right.
I hate to be this person, but I genuinely do have more finals than anybody I know.
That's
and
rough.
Like, I did bring this upon myself when I signed up for classes, but not totally, like, I wasn't totally expecting reading period to only be one day and for finals to stretch until Christmas Eve.
Wow.
I played myself.
How many finals do you have?
Okay, so I did yesterday a final presentation.
Okay.
Tomorrow I have a paper due. Wow. I fly home Sunday, and then Sunday midnight, I have a project to do has a paper that goes with it, a companion paper. And then on Monday, I have two papers due. And then on Wednesday, I have a take-home exam, like essay exam due.
How many classes are you taking again?
Five.
Oh.
Yeah. I shouldn't have. I should have dropped one of them. Like, there's one that I took because it is genuinely really interesting, and like whenever I sit down to work, it's the one with the project, it's GIS. Whenever I sit down to work on this project, I get so absorbed, and like it is really cool.
Yeah.
But then I get so absorbed, and then I look up and I'm like, I'm not even done with this project, and that was 2.5 hours. So
fun times.
It would be super fun if I only had like two classes.
Yeah.
But that's not the case at all.
No, unfortunately.
How about you? How are you doing?
I have two finals.
Word?
Yeah.
Not bad.
One of them's a group project, so that's, I don't know, that's been cool, because, like, we've all been like, cool, you do this piece, I'll do that piece.
As long as everybody's equally, like, into it, it's good.
Yeah, no, it's a good project. It's for quantitative sociology.
Could not be me.
Yeah.
But as long if it's, you know, I'm sure like working with the right people always.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've asked some fun questions about, you know, which major is the least or most happy.
That's what your survey was
for. That's our survey was for. Yeah.
Can you like leak the results?
I can. Yes. We have results. We don't know yet if it is statistically significant.
Mm.
We still need to run those, you know, those numbers. But we can say that humanities and social science majors are not having a good time.
No. And it's always the reverse of what you'd think.
Yeah.
But like,
no, this was our joking guess, because we're like, wow, all of us are having a bad time. And then we're like, what if we did a survey on this?
Yes.
To see if it's all sociology majors. And the answer is yes, it's a lot of them.
It's a lot of them. That's true. I feel like STEM, I don't know, I've never done the engineering thing, I've done the comp sci thing, but I feel like a STEM major is a lot easier to treat like a job.
Yes.
And create kind of the work-life balance that a job might have.
Mm-hmm.
And humanities is always like,
it's all consuming.
You have to write three papers that take like 10 hours each in 1 week. But, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm still mostly enjoying my course of study.
Humanities is at least more interesting. It's like,
yeah,
you know, torture yourself, but you learn cool things.
Exactly. Sorry to the STEM majors out there, but what are you actually learning?
Math? Ew. Oh,
yeah, I know. Why would you want to learn math?
GIS, actually. That's, like, my closest, like, engineering
class.
And it is neat.
Okay.
But it's, like, enterprise software, too.
Ooh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very funny that there's a whole college course on it, but
It's
cool.
Yeah.
See
any other interesting little bits of information? Oh, we had... This was fun because we had a question that was, how happy do you like consider yourself in general? It was like a scale of 1 to 5. And then we had another question was, how happy do you think you are compared to other people? And everyone scored themselves a bit lower on how happy they thought they were compared to other people. So even though like they said themselves they might be like a generally happy person, they're like, but I'm less happy than other people. So that was a really interesting. Yeah, it was like a grass is greener thing.
So we're all narcissists.
Pretty much.
We're all narcissists. We all think we have it the worst.
Yes.
I love that.
It's our little self-centered little worlds.
If you just saw me like get distracted, it's because I just saw in here that we have a station ID from Brian Kernahan. We have two!
What?
From Brian Kernahan, which if we're talking about courses of study, Brian Kernahan is very famous for being one of two people who wrote the book on the C++ programming language.
Oh, wow.
I think C. He's, like, really famous. He teaches at Princeton.
Mm.
Very famous computer science guy. And I don't know why we have a station ID from him. I think it's insane that we do, but I also want to play it because it's very cool.
Oh, interesting.
Can I?
Sure. I'm going
to... Let's see. Brian Kernahan is about to tell everybody what radio station you're listening to.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, that guy is one of the smartest.
Ooh.
I'm
going
to do that in honor of the Mommycron.
Yeah.
Cool.
What did you call it, Mommycron?
Don't worry about it. I asked my girlfriend earlier if anybody's made that joke yet, and she's like, no, it's actually just you. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm a little confused, but I'm going to roll with it.
It's just a pun on mommy and Omicron.
Okay.
You know.
No.
Her. She's girl bossing her way around the world. Like much like the Cheetah Girls.
Gotcha. Okay.
She's killing it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Walked into that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. I want to see, like...
Face it, life looks a little different.
Ooh. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and
no, I don't
was like
that.
What was with the voice
I
modulation?
I don't like that at all. Was this from during the pandemic,
or was that pre-pandemic? Does it have a date on it?
Not really.
Oh, interesting.
Holiday, Paul McCartney, drunk driving.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car.
Yeah.
Remember, if you're partying this holiday season,
exactly,
don't drink and drive.
No, don't do
Got
it.
Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Thank you.
Yes,
wow.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Wow.
Good.
Thank you, Paul McCartney.
There's one called Cold Dog.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold.
Okay, this is dumb. That happens
Desperate,
to people.
You call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death.
It's not a homelessness
PSA. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org
or
call 757-6222.
You can always count on them for just the dumbest.
Yeah. Hold on, I think we need to unpack the PETA.
Like, it's all just a description of, like, winter homelessness. And then it's like, did you know this happens to dogs sometimes?
And
It's like, yeah, I did know that, actually.
It happens to people, too.
Yeah. It happens to
Donate to your local homeless shelter, please.
It's like, no, bring your pets in. It's like, okay, what kind of... dummy is going to leave their pets outside in freezing weather anyways. It's just like such a non-issue. The fact that they are making a PSA for it.
Yeah. Or
you could bring in some stray dogs to like really.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know that people who'd be listening to Tufts Radio are gonna be people who are gonna be like leaving a dog outside.
Right, like we're not farmers. Like we're not, you know, like we're in the suburbs.
Yeah, we are in the suburbs.
Dogs. I think most people's dogs sleep inside. Here.
I would guess.
Especially in, anyways, it's silly. PETA's silly.
What is Brian's last name, the comp sci professor? Again?
It's pronounced Kernahan. It's spelled K-E-R-N-I-G-H-A-N.
That's.
Yeah.
I would not have been able to spell that. Thank you.
Of course, I wasn't able to pronounce it at first. Cool. But I, you know, part of my comp sci major, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the automated. I think we like the best part is it's now less than 15 minutes in and we've knocked out our PSA for the hour.
We have knocked out multiple PSAs for the hour.
I need to feel productive and that scratched that itch for me. I feel accomplished.
You feel accomplished. Yes, that's good. Come on, I'll do the little checkbox.
We should
bring a little whiteboard or something with like.
We should like wipe the grime off of the soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
Do the PSA. I make to-do lists for the day and then I like put on there like stretch so that I can like if I need to I can cross something.
You have
off.
A little box to check off.
Exactly.
It's always delightful. I love post task adding little tasks that I've done so I can check them off.
Oh yes. I'd be like, no, look, what's the point of doing stuff if you don't get to cross it?
I know.
On the list?
I'm like, look, my list is halfway done, but you know, it's all my homework that's still left.
Right.
Yeah,
I always do the smallest things first, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to gain momentum. And mm-hmm. then I cross them all off, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm in this phase where all I have left is, like, entire papers and projects. So I made tasks for, like, write the outline, write the thesis, write the first draft, so that I can keep crossing things off.
Yeah, little baby tasks.
Baby tasks.
Mm-hmm.
I actually brought music today.
Whoa.
I know.
That's exciting.
I revisited Sadie's 2020 album Haunted Painting recently.
It's gonna play something I'm familiar. Off of
I still don't know it super well. Like my favorite song on it is Explicit, so I have to choose something else.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
And then also Adult Mom a couple days. Okay, Adult Mom has had an insane week. Adult Mom released their first full-length album in 2015, and then another one in 2017.
Wow.
And then they were going to release another one a couple of years later. my girlfriend's been texting me for the whole show, and I didn't see it until just now.
Oh, my gosh. What did she?
She said, during our conversation about your survey, she says, I personally think I have it really good. Great life. Better than most. I hate to say it, but I don't. I genuinely am thankful that I have it better than most.
Oh my gosh. What does your girlfriend study?
Econ, actually.
Oh my gosh. Well, there that goes.
STEM.
Yeah, see?
STEM.
Proving our survey.
So true.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's like... Yeah. I don't know that her happiness and well-being comes from being an econ major, but I do see the point.
Yes.
Of like...
We're not sure which direction it goes. That's the fun thing that we were talking about. We're like, which direction is it? Are you sad and therefore study humanities? Or do you study humanities and then realize truths about the world and then get sad?
I think that you're sad. She's texting.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that you're sad. Epiphany, do you want to call in? She might be in the library.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it might be like you're sad and therefore you study humanities. Or like maybe humanities social circles are much more like complaining and like unpacking your trauma oriented. STEM, like I think STEM majors are more likely to just like you know fake it till you make it.
Gotcha.
That's my theory at least.
Okay. Yeah, I
and
can see that.
It's supported by all of her friends are very cool and chill.
Oh my
gosh.
And
aren't like constantly melting down the way I personally am.
Yeah, I was like or our friend group.
Our friend group is like a medium. Like we do a lot of commiserating.
We do.
But we do
like,
a lot
we get
of,
stuff
like,
done.
We get stuff done. But it's
we do fun things.
We do a lot of fun things. It's she says studying econ is the darkest part of herself.
Oh. Yeah, I would agree. It's like econ is
And that she thinks she would be happier if she didn't study econ. But she's in the library studying econ,
right
so
now?
She can't
call.
I Yeah, I think our friends do fun things, mm-hmm. but I've realized from like meeting other people's friends that not all friend groups do like commiserate as much as we do. But I love it about us.
Oh yes, we're stronger with our shared misery.
Exactly. Yes. I think so. Yeah. I think so. It binds us.
It really does.
I feel good. I feel good about it. Mm-hmm. But that's my theory. I think engineers suffer in silence and are less likely to admit that their soul is being crushed every day by this university. Was I, before I checked my texts, I was...
You were looking for music that you were, like, I brought music this time.
She requested Christmas music, but not any music, specifically Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
I would love to veto that.
Me too. Okay, sorry, babe. Cool. My personal Christmas song choice would be Last Christmas by Taylor Swift.
See, I am going to say things that may or may not be controversial.
You don't like Christmas music?
I do not like Christmas music.
I respect it. To me, it's weird, and nobody talks about this, mm-hmm. but for 5 weeks a year, mm-hmm. everything is different. Everything looks and sounds different in every public place.
Yeah.
And then Christmas passes, and it all goes away as quickly as it came, mm-hmm. and nobody talks about it.
Yep.
It's like almost a tenth of the year. It's so
It's very
weird.
Odd. Yes.
And that's my qualm. So Christmas music is just part of that, like, I don't get the festive thing. Yeah. I don't mind Christmas music. I just don't get the festive thing.
I will tolerate it, like, day of. Like, maybe day before.
Okay. So you're more anti. I'm very, like, it's so fine. I kind of wish I was festive. My girl, Epiphany, it's really weird to have to do the conversation over text. I think you should step out and just call if you're going to be so interactive. But I love you. And she respects your distaste for festive things.
Okay. Thank you, Piff. Appreciate that.
Yeah. It's always good to be endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm less festive, but I'm fine with it. And I enjoy Taylor Swift's cover of Last Christmas. When I was a little kid, I thought she wrote that song.
Very exciting.
I was not correct.
Well,
but,
you know, hopes and dreams.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I was talking about Adult Mom.
Oh, yes, you were.
So in 2019, probably would have released another album, but got caught up in a multi-year, like, legal contract battle with their terrible, like, indie record label.
Oh, dear.
That literally, like, didn't pay them any of their royalties for, like, 2 years. Oh, my gosh, we're getting a call.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
I believe in you. Yeah, you press that one.
Set.
And then the two at the bottom. First one on the... Yep.
Talk back and preview.
Yep. And then you press the red button to turn it on.
Red, okay.
And hello.
Hello. Wait, volume.
Hello.
Hello. You've reached the AFM.
Howdy. Just wanted to say I appreciate you calling out the PETA PSA. I think that they should change it to people. It's definitely something good to point out. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Totally. I am so glad you agree. I think... PETA is an insane organization, and we appreciate your call. I love having my opinions validated.
Have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. As well. Thanks.
Very exciting.
Wow, that was like a very real radio show.
Yeah.
For us.
Like, thank you to our listeners. Like, we have listeners.
We have listeners. We
this
have, like,
is exciting.
Interactive. Okay, look at us. We have 21 listeners.
Whoa. Hello, friends.
Hello. We have so many friends. Adult Mom, slowly turning my way through the Adult Mom saga. They didn't pay them their royalties for like 2 years.
That's really messed up.
And so they finally got out of their terrible contract.
Good.
And released their album this year. So 4 years in between albums.
Wow.
Driver, easily album of the year.
Yeah.
The Extra Time definitely didn't hurt it because mm-hmm. it's an incredible album.
Good to know.
And then mere months later, got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Had to cancel the tour for Driver because it was a pandemic and they were in cancer treatment.
Yeah.
Anyways, last week had surgery.
Yeah.
Still have cancer, unfortunately, which was bad, tough news to receive. But right after that news came out, they announced that in March they are doing a show
Whoa.
In Brooklyn.
Whoa.
And Sir Baby Girl is opening for them.
So are you going?
So I bought tickets. Nice. I don't know yet how I'm going to get lodging in Brooklyn for a weekend without, like, destroying my budget for the month. But I have tickets.
You have tickets.
And I really want to go.
And you're going to make it work.
I'm going to make it happen. And if I can't make it happen, then I will just give my ticket to somebody in New York.
Yeah.
But I would like to go.
Yeah.
It's what... So I was going to play a song from Driver.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And
now that we've got the lore.
Now that we have the lore, all of that was so not necessary, and I acknowledge that, but I just think that this person has had the most insane career, and they're killing it, and they also created the best album of 2021.
Well, I'm excited to hear it then.
Thank you. And for everybody who's been patiently waiting for literally 23 minutes for music, we appreciate you. Here's Breathing by Adult Mom.
Hospital bill, I can't afford to pay, so I hide it under a stack of things I'd rather not yet deal with. I bear into another show stream, into my head and eyes watch as I die. Myself did. You expect me to get on my knees and beg for you? Let's cut a
myself. grassy cross with cuddle core 10,000 person.
Okay, so I revisited this album recently after Sadie was featured on an album that I listened to for the first time. That was my first exposure to horrorcore, rap subgenre, where it's just like spooky rap. And it sounds a lot like metal,
okay,
but it's rap. So it's a combination of genres I usually am not crazy about, not anti, just not usually my thing. And it absolutely, it changed my life.
Okay.
Incredible. The artist is Backwash, spelled back x wash, no space.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And she is a Zambian Canadian trans woman who just puts on spooky makeup and makes spooky rap.
Icon.
And then Sadie was featured on her album, which I guess just spooky music is a pretty small world apparently. Yeah. So then I revisited this album, which is obviously like spooky pop. Well, indie pop, and it's great.
Delightful.
I can't play any of the Backwash music because the whole album is explicit, understandably. A little sad because otherwise it would. But you should listen to the album title is I Lie Buried Here With My Rings and My Dresses in all caps.
Ooh.
And it's incredible.
Okay, so I will be listening to this after the show.
Like, if it's not your thing, I won't be offended at all because it's not, like... characteristically wouldn't be my thing either, but that's why I was so like floored by how much I liked it. It's just it's so creative, it's so good.
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah She has another album called I don't remember what it's called. She has multiple other albums. The other one I want to listen to, especially because now there's a bunch of intrigue around the fact that it's not on streaming services.
Where do you find it then?
I was going to look on other albums called God Has Nothing to Do With This, Leave Him Out of It.
Huh.
And Epiphany theorized that it's like she samples other things in the album that like copyright violations could put on
so
Spotify.
Gotcha.
But maybe it's on her Bandcamp. Let me check her Bandcamp right now.
Okay, cool. I will continue to make commentary while we search for things on Bandcamp.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, of course.
Did
we successfully search?
Yeah.
Nice.
It is on Bandcamp.
Well, that's delightful then.
We'll be purchasing it. You don't have to pay to download it.
Whoa.
Queen. Okay. So I will be listening to this as soon as we leave.
Well, that's exciting.
This is so exciting. You guys can all just like hang out while I import this into iTunes.
Nice.
So that's not, like, new music, but it's new to me, and it's very exciting.
Well, new music to us is still new music to us.
It's our show. It's all that matters.
So we play what we want.
Exactly. What have you been listening to lately? New Bastille album we talked about
while
the other
music was playing. New Bastille album, yes. It comes out officially on February 4th. There's four songs that have been released early that are all very good. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. There's also a new Alt-J album coming out either end of this month. I think it's either end of December or early January, which Alt-J hasn't released anything in, like, 6 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
Like, they did a couple remixes in, like, 2017, but they haven't, like, released a full-length album that's, like, their original music in a while.
I feel like they got, like, famous kind of recently, though.
They did. They kind of had a resurgence. Because everyone was like, oh, wait, this is from, like, 2011. And then they started getting into it again, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And then who else? Lumineers has a new album coming out. Ex-Ambassadors released an album recently, which is excellent. It's called Beautiful Liar.
Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff as well, but those are the ones that are coming to mind at the moment.
All right. After all of my, like, all semester just reiterating that I haven't been listening to music, I finally am again now, like, so earnestly.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, the holiday season coming up when, like, no... Like, I think some music is coming out tomorrow and then, like, probably not much else until the new year, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just been on Bandcamp a lot. It's
exciting.
Listening to Backwash.
Yeah.
And, like, an, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a moment. I also revisited Waxahachie's first album, or is it her first album? American Weekend. That's a really good one. That was, like, a high school one for me.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a lot of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, listening to some St. Vincent yesterday. Like, a lot of high school energy. But it's been great.
Yeah.
Should we listen to Bastille? I have it queued. I'm ready. All right. Yeah. Perfect.
This is No Bad Days. The clean version.
Hopefully. It's marked clean.
Okay, good.
We'll see. It's marked clean. It should be fine.
It should be clean.
And when you got the call that no one wants to have, sick of hospitals to paper over cracks, you weren't scared at all, but never turned away. Well, forget 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em all. Stop. Stop signs, right up, bills don't pay 'em. Who cared all? Burn your money, ain't worth nothing on your curtain call. There'll be no bad days. There'll be no bad days. There'll be no bad days. You'll have no more bad days when you're gone. Gone. There'll be no bad days. You'll have no more bad days. So your future's lost. Can't take your power. And you said no tears around here anymore. I ain't crying. That's you crying. Well, forget 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em. Oh, 'cause there'll be no bad.
Okay, so I've just been informed that Mac's little sister has a crush.
Yes. They went to the school dance together. My little sister asked her friend Aaron out to the school dance, which is absolutely adorable. I love it so much. And, like, also, She's like 12. Like,
I was gonna
ask. Way to go.
I don't think I even had any crushes at 12.
I didn't.
Part of the whole like.
And if I did, I would have been like, run away.
So true.
Yeah.
I know. Bold. What's your little sister's name?
Cat.
She's bold. She's killing it.
I know.
When was this dance?
I believe it was last weekend or the weekend before. And this was like the first middle school dance that she went to.
She's in sixth grade.
She's in seventh grade, but they didn't have dances last year.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have done sixth grade online, I probably would have, though. It's not the worst year to miss.
No.
But that's so exciting.
Yeah. It is very exciting.
And tomorrow you go home, you can ask Kat
how it was. Yes, exactly.
Hopefully there wasn't any like crazy insane drama. But also middle school drama is
the middle school drama is wild. Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
But not when it happens to your sister.
No, not when it happens to my sister.
I want nothing to ever happen to your sister.
I know.
Ever.
She's precious and I adore her.
And you see her tomorrow. How long has it been since you saw her?
It has been since August.
Were you home over the summer?
I was briefly home over the summer, end of July, and then I went to Oregon to help move my brother into school, and then met my whole family there.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
How is your brother's... No, your brother's on a quarter system.
He's on a quarter system. I think he's finishing up finals, like, right now.
So, quarters, like... Does that mean he takes, like, two classes at a time for a quarter?
Or, like, three? I'm not totally sure. There's some classes that are, like, year-long classes. There's some classes that are multi-semester classes. Or more, like, quarter classes. I'm not totally sure how it works.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems kind of practical in that, like, what we would have as midterms are very, like, bracketed and mm-hmm. then, like, Tufts has a few classes that end halfway through the semester.
That is
anyways.
True.
If it was a quarter, you could, like...
Just have
fill
that.
The rest of that
time. Yeah,
not that I ever wanted to. Whenever I took I took a ex college class that ended in mid October,
cool.
I was very ready to have that time slot open.
Yeah,
and like the same thing with the comp sci teaching seminar thing.
Oh, okay, interesting.
But I see where a quarter would come in handy.
Yeah,
also just feels complicated though.
Yeah, it does. And there's also like a weird like week long break in the middle of October.
That seems nice. One of my friends goes to Swarthmore and all like is on a semester system but had a week-long break in
That's
October
nice.
Like after Indigenous Peoples Day the whole week was off,
yeah,
which I was so jealous of. We got what, like 6 days off all semester including yesterday.
Oh yeah, pretty much
3 days for Thanksgiving, Indigenous Peoples Day, Veterans Day,
Labor Day.
And you're right, I think there was another one. I don't remember.
There was one in like September. It's like.
Right.
Yeah.
So seven. I've tweeted about this to complain. Actually doing really well, the tweet.
Oh,
so
okay.
People are with me. Yom Kippur, maybe?
Oh.
No. I don't know. Labor Day. No, Labor Day was before classes had started.
Oh.
But there was something.
There was something.
What, it's neither here nor there. I tweeted a screenshot of the fall 2019 academic calendar where finals are done by the 19th.
Yeah.
And you can withdraw until the last day of classes.
Oh my gosh. That's so nice.
And there are 2 days of reading period.
Yeah.
And just captioned it with like the meme caption, "We used to be a country, a proper country."
Yeah.
And everybody likes it because everybody agrees with me that this final season is the worst.
Oh,
and
it's terrible.
Of course I have the most work this time. Used to, we would have the 2 days of reading period, and I would do nothing. I would, like, go to the museum.
No. That was the time you took to, like, recharge from, like, the semester, and then you started working on your finals.
Right. This time I was actually reading. What's up with that?
I know.
I was actually writing.
That's not what it's for.
I had a jumbo code thing that was 2 hours, and then I also took a while to prepare for it. But it luckily also counted for my... class. It felt good, but board drilled into me. They were so intense about like your whole team has to be there whole two hours, like get them in there, set them up on shifts so that like people can go socialize and see the other projects for most of the time and then like present for part of the time. And I was like, okay, word, got it.
Yeah,
I got almost all of my team there. It was great. And then halfway through they do announce that there's like all right, guys, like, you can head out if you want to.
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I made a schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I have shifts. I did all the things.
I did the things you asked.
I did the things they asked. It was so awkward because then I was going with people to DeWick afterwards. And I was like, guys, I can't leave until my professor comes. So they are, like, the best sports ever, and I love them all so dearly. Like, 7 of them stayed.
Aww.
And hung around. And then when my professor got there, like, were part of my little capstone presentation.
That's really
cute. And it
was cute.
Extremely sweet, and I'm so grateful, because
if
I were on their end, I would have just felt hopelessly awkward and bored and wanted to
Yeah. leave. I've been like, I'm going to run now.
But again, more evidence that, like, I don't think most people have, especially in comp sci, most people don't have the same amount of work for finals.
There we go, bringing it back. Yeah,
because people, like, have time. If it were me, I would have been like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go outline a paper.
Yeah, truly.
But when I was in mostly comp sci classes, I don't remember having any really difficult final seasons. It was just like, you know, study and then sit for an exam.
Yeah,
but it's not the thing that English professors will do, where you have like a paper plus an exam.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, I think, that is true. Like, some of my easier final seasons have been when I've been taking, like, non-humanities classes. Because then it's just, you have, like, your exam that you study for, and that's it.
And, like, this is just one of my personal flaws, but, like, I never spend as much time studying for
an
exam as I would writing a paper.
No.
Not nearly as much time. I know engineers who will. Like, my sister was an engineer, and she would study for, like, 8 hours at least for a single exam.
That's a lot.
But that was never me. I'm always kind of just like, I either know it or I don't.
Yeah, I was like, at this point,
yeah,
it's full send.
Exactly. I'll study for a couple hours and then, like, do some deep breathing exercises and then go in and take the test, and overall it's only like a half of a day.
Exactly.
Issue. So,
whereas paper, it can be weeks condensed into, of course, you know, the panicked, like, 1 or 2 day write.
Like, not the way I've been doing.
Yeah, no. I was like, oh, no, me neither. But it technically is weeks and weeks of work.
In theory, it's weeks and weeks of work. I have one paper that got extended by a week.
Oh.
Because the extension policy is, on exactly one paper, you can get an extension of exactly 1 week.
Oh.
So it was like,
cool, final.
I guess I'll take the whole week.
Yeah.
Which means that by the time the paper was due on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't even started it, because... Of course
why.
Not.
Yeah.
So that's a little funky. It's a little, like... It's weird knowing that I'm currently burning up my extension, having, like, not even totally hammered out my topic.
Oh, gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'll be doing that after I go home.
Exactly.
But that's the class that also is the take-home exam, because the idea is you finish the paper by the end of classes, and then you spend the finals period doing the final.
Ouch.
But now they're both...
Now they're both.
They're both finals for me.
See,
because
that's...
Because I was... I got the extension because I was out of town for my company party.
Right.
Which was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
New York is so cool. I can't wait to move there. It was very disheartening being at the party and being like, oh, yeah, like, this is great. Tomorrow I have to go home and do finals.
Yeah.
But this is basically the last time. My classes are going to be...
Wow.
Pretty easy next semester.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. And you're graduating like a semester early.
Technically, yeah. Yeah, and I was always like, this is kind of bittersweet. Like, I guess I, like, you know, so many fewer college classes that I'll actually be taking. And and now I'm just like, that's okay.
That's cool.
So okay. I'm ready to be out of here.
I'm done.
You know, I'm sure I'll be like 40 and I'll be like, I would love to take a college class now.
But well, then you can like audit a class then.
Exactly. Right now, I just want to graduate and not have work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. How about you? You're taking a gap semester.
I am.
Do you know what you're doing? Yeah, I thought you were, right? No. Izzy's taking a gap semester.
Oh, cool.
What are you doing after graduation?
Oh, after graduation. Yeah, I'm going to like take a year or two. See if I can work at the hospital, and then probably apply to some sort of grad school.
Yes. Okay. I feel like we've discussed this on the show.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Are you also, I feel like the excitement to graduate is less potent when you know you have grad school ahead of you still?
Potentially, yeah. It's mostly my hesitancy for lack of excitement for graduating is that there's so many classes that I haven't taken that I want to take.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
I had that, like, stress. And then I tried to register for courses this semester and didn't like any of them. So I was like, okay, I guess I don't have that problem anymore. But it's also because I don't want to work that hard anymore. So I was really super targeting valid. Easy classes.
Yeah. And that's very valid.
Yeah. Do you have music you want to play? I have music I can play.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. This is Grass Stain by Waxahachie. I hope I'm saying her name, band name right. It's a place in Alabama.
Okay.
That I never talked to people about her music, so we'll see. She released one of the best albums of 2020, St. Cloud. But this is from her 2012 album, American Weekend. This is
in
like the last couple minutes of the semester for the AFM.
It's been a great semester.
It's been a good semester. I like it. I like sharing a show with you.
I also like sharing a show with you.
Thank you. You don't have to say that just because 20
No, I do. It has been enjoyable.
Thank you. 23.
Whoa. Well, thank you.
Maybe 24.
Thank you to our 23 or 24 listeners.
You don't have to say that just because 23 to 24 people are listening. But I do. Well, I enjoy sharing a show with you.
Yeah,
and you also kind of do. It would be kind of weird if you said no.
Yeah,
so many people listening.
Yeah, that would be weird. And also, like, why would I still be doing a show with you?
So true.
Yeah, like we've done a show multiple semesters together.
So true.
And like we're gonna do next semester again.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
So cool.
Then there we go. This was like nice. It was nice actually being in the studio. Like last semester alternating was weird.
It was nice being weird. Yeah.
It was nice.
We're in being the studio together now.
And it's been like 3 weeks since we were in the studio together.
It has.
Because I wasn't there last week.
Yeah. Either, I wasn't there the week before that. So
I thought that the schedule was ending with the last day of classes. So I was like really excited when they said it wasn't. I'm glad we got to reconvene
for
one more show.
One more show.
Yeah, I'm watching the clock. We have 30 seconds until we can do our station ID and then dip. Yeah. But this is kind of happy holiday. What are you doing for Christmas?
Probably something with the extended family.
Nice. In a
small, hopefully COVID-safe fashion.
Yeah, the COVID's hitting hard. Nervous about that because I'm supposed to go. Last year, we obviously didn't travel for Christmas.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a road trip situation. Okay. It's not, like, a flying situation. Gotcha. But having grandparents and not wanting to, you know, get them sick is it's a thing.
That is, yeah, pretty big thing.
I guess we'll see. I guess I'll, like, get tested on the way to my grandparents' house. Yeah. It's stressful. Well, I can get tested in between flying home and then driving up there because there's, like, a four-day period.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not ideal, though, coming from a university setting.
No.
And then, like, I don't know what people are doing who can't fly home until, like, the end of finals. Like, people have finals on the last day.
Yeah, especially anyone who's living in a, like, dorm situation.
I know.
Like,
I know.
At least we're living off campus.
I know. I'm getting a COVID test tomorrow, which means that it'll come back before I fly out. So I'm pretty much just, like, keeping my fingers crossed. Now would be the worst time to test positive.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
And I never have. I've never had COVID so far.
Yeah.
I have my vaccine. The booster thing feels kind of funny because it's like I will get a booster once I can, but also there's like zero evidence that the booster actually wears off unless you're immunocompromised.
Oh.
So I'm not boosted, but I also think it's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to get boosted as soon as I can. I've just had a hard time getting an appointment.
In Massachusetts, the appointments all got snatched up pretty bad, but I've heard in the South it's extremely easy.
Oh, gotcha. So yeah.
Well, I'm going to go home, get boosted.
Very exciting.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not too worried on that front. I just don't want to get COVID right now. That would be very unfortunate. Awkward. I wouldn't be able to go home until, like, New Year's. It'd be weird.
That would be weird.
But, you know, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
This is very bad timing for another wave. It could have at least been, like, post-holidays.
Yeah, there'll be another one post-holidays, though.
So true. Or maybe the same one. Maybe this wave will just last longer than all the other ones.
Oh, here's to hoping.
Time will tell.
Yep.
Anyways, have a great winter break.
You as well.
Stay safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
This has been this season of the AFM.
Yeah.
It's over. We'll be back in February.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Mac.
I'm Tyler.
And you're listening to 91.5 WFM.
Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Later.
It's been great.
Farewell to all our listeners.
Bye, guys. I'm sad. I'm sad now.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.